It also helps you identify those cause drivers and gives you those intelligent insights to act upon pretty early on in terms of whether to go ahead with a new product, what vendors you would typically think about, which sites you might produce the particular product. It helps you to make those decisions.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have Manthan. Manthan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Manthan Peshne, and I'm go-to-market lead for product lifecycle costing. I've been with SAP for last 13 years and been in ERP technology for last 17 years. I have spent considerable time in PLM and other logistic applications have been with the product team since its inception, since we started in 2013, have been part of the product team. And it's been quite a journey how this product has evolved along with our customers. Happy to meet you all virtually.
Cool, Manthan. That's great. You mentioned PLC, product lifecycle costing. For people who are unaware, like myself until quite recently, can you tell us what is product lifecycle costing? What does that do?
Sure. So product lifecycle costing is a tool to calculate cost for new products, or you want to do customer quotations, or you want to calculate lifecycle cost, future cost. It supports all of those use cases primarily. And it's not just a costing tool, I would say. It also helps you identify those cost drivers and gives you those intelligent insights to act upon pretty early on also get a sense of your profitability pretty early on and make those decisions, the key decisions in terms of whether to go ahead with a new product, what vendors you would typically think about, which sites you might produce the particular product. It helps you to make those decisions.
Interesting. Yeah, because that's kind of something I often wondered about. How do you decide on the price of a particular product? Or is the inverse true? Can you decide on, I want to hit this target price. Now, what do I need to do to get the price down to or maybe up to that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And thanks for this. It's a great question. Yes, certainly areas like target costing, you want to set a target price. At a pretty early stage, you don't have, or you may have an incomplete information. You might not have, the whole information. It's new product or it's a variant, but you do want to work for your margins. You might have target margins. You might have target cost. You would work within that time, within that, guide rails rather. You want to know what could be my shoot cost. Let's say if I were to build it, in-house as against, if I procure it, portions of it, components of it, or the and siblings of it, getting that sense is possible. You can simulate different versions, options within PLC and compare them. And then come to a decision. So it really helps that.
Okay. And can it handle things like differentiated regional pricing? Because, if I think of a global manufacturer, the likes of someone like Apple, when they bring out a new iPhone, it's maybe $599 US. It might be 600 euro in Spain, where I live. It might be, £550 in the UK. So you've got variations in local taxes, you've got variations in currencies, you've got different pricing strategies. Can it handle all that kind of thing, or am I just going insane and being ridiculously complicated at this point?
No. I think the good news is, yes, it can handle that and more. And let me address it, how it can do it. So essentially, you have ways of storing cost by region. You know, so you can store master data information. Essentially, you must be having some source of your cost. And that typically has the region associated to it. Or if not, you could create a layer of that in PLC where you can start differentiating your cost by regions. You know, what goes in part of the components. It's possible that you might be sourcing it from multiple countries as well. Sure. And it'd be assembling in a certain country. And of course, which market you are delivering, that too is quite an important factor of where you would be assembling or where you would be producing. So those factors are definitely taken into consideration. Also, you have different costing models. Each country's taxations and logistic cost and other overheads could be different. Each plant overheads could be different. So you have different costing models, which you can apply on a base model. So if you have a base cost structure, you can apply on top of it a different costing model. And of course, you can tweak around the cost structure to adapt to it and quickly come up with an estimate, or rather similar to your options. Say, hey, should I produce in this country as against this country, or within the same country, which location I should produce? So yeah, all those options are available.
Okay. Now, I know for myself, when I'm trying to budget for things, I'll open up an Excel spreadsheet or something. I don't have access to PLC for myself, and I'm not making products anyway. But I open up an Excel spreadsheet, and I think of the top, four or five or six or seven or whatever it is line items, and I put in approximate costs, and then I have a line at the bottom which is just miscellaneous, because there's always going to be something that I haven't thought of, and I'll estimate a number and put that in there as well for my budget. Is there that kind of a miscellaneous line in PLC for the unknown costs, or does it have from working with other customers, does it say, by the way, Manthan, I see you're making this iPhone. Have you considered the price of a 5G modem? Because we see other customers of ours who are making iPhones. Obviously not, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Can it look at other models of devices and say, actually, you forgot to put in this bit over here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. PLC has that flexibility to, add cost. And this is one of those things that differentiates it from, I would say, even other SAP products, is that you can start working on your cost pretty flexibly. If you don't have a particular data or master data information, you could add placeholders, or you could even create a local master data within PLC. Don't have to go through that process of building the structure or master data back in your ERP system. You could start working pretty early, and you can build something from scratch. You can use certain pieces, maybe, because portions of it could already be used before in certain products. So you could reuse those pieces and stitch together an estimate, cost estimate. And while you're doing this, you have a lot of handles in terms of either putting placeholders as cost in, as you mentioned, for miscellaneous, or you could, factor in surcharges. You can have overheads, things so that you can have different costing models, which can also, in a consistent way, add certain, factors for cost. You can also easily build formulas just like in Excel. Whatever formulas you can build in Excel, you can just add it to PLC as well, and have an algorithm going in to influence that. You can also integrate with external services in case if there are some common parts, as you mentioned. You could get price, market price, and put it as an input to really compare. You also could have some intelligent insights going in where you want to compare to a similar part. Okay, what am I missing here? You know, if I'm looking at an assembly, if I have done certain calculations before, if I have a product information of similar products, you know, it can go and even use that machine learning advantage. You know, you can integrate PLC with machine learning and also come up with those things like, hey, by the way, this is the missing part. And this is, if you don't have this, maybe this is a similar part and I can fetch price for you, from an open market price. I can fetch that. And or I can even suggest you which vendor you could go with. And by the way, this is the history of your vendor, which vendors, you have worked with before. What are their overall rating, external rating? What's your internal rating as well? You could really go there. And we have customers who have using, that kind of, those features and functionality with PLC and machine learning together.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. We're obviously in the middle of a pandemic right now, and that's got to be doing crazy things to pricing all over the place. Yeah. Can PLC help with that?
Oh yes. This COVID situation has really disrupted the supply chain and also the demand. It's pretty volatile. And we have customers talking to us about this situation. And we are helping out customers to, rethink PLC in a way that, it can be the tool to reevaluate your product portfolio, because maybe the demands are a little fluctuating. Supply has been disrupted. So how do you find out which are your best option, which are your best product mix? So PLC helps to quickly put together this alternative scenarios. Look at all those parts which the supply chain is not as disrupted. Match it with the demand, what demand the market is right now, and then come up with alternatives. Build those alternative products. If there are certain products which are in flight or at an early stage of design, speed up that process of costing and financial evaluation of those products, and then add them in your product mix. So PLC is really useful there really for the customers who don't have PLC. We have invested more in terms of making the integration with your ERP system, SAP ERP system, very smooth, so that you can really implement this in 6 to 8 weeks and get all the core PLC functionality with an ERP integration, within 6 to 8 weeks. Of course, you can think about future of making PLC as a costing hub and integrate with all other non-SAP systems and so on. And that too, we have seen an average 3 to 4 months. So really, PLC is not, heavy on pocket, I would say. Quick in terms of timeline, getting started with it. And also, you can quickly realize values. It's non-intrusive, so it won't really affect the current implementation of customers' project, or it can also go along with an existing implementation. So really, we're making it as easy as possible for customers.
Okay. Well, maybe not, because my next question, and I suspect you've answered it already, is it on-prem or is it cloud delivered?
We have both options. Yes. On-prem, we, as I mentioned, we have invested now pretty much to make it as close to a plug and play kind of an application where you just download and enable those services, and then you can have those integration going with your backend ERP system, SAP ERP system. You can leverage that, and of course cloud is ready day one.
Okay. And You've talked a lot about, you know, integration with the ERP system. Does it have to be an SAP ERP system?
We'll be right back.
Elevate your brand with the Sustainable Supply Chain Podcast, the exclusive voice in supply chain sustainability. Last year, this podcast's episode were downloaded 113,000 times by senior executives across the world, with listeners concentrated in the EU, North America, and Asia. Become a sponsor. Lead the conversation. Contact me for sponsorship opportunities and turn downloads into dialogues. Act today. Influence the future.
Not necessarily. In fact, you know, this was when we built this product, we looked at different customer landscape and where do your early costing data resides, and it was in Excel, of course, one of the most favorite tool, but it was different ERP systems. You know, you had some non-SAP PLM systems, you have some non-SAP procurement systems. We understood that, and you know, we wanted one tool that pulls in all together and can become a costing hub, an integrated costing hub. So we designed this product with an open architecture with pretty rich APIs, which leaves a little work to you know, just connect to this non-SAP ERP systems as well. And then bring over this data from multiple sources with keeping their identity unique, so that at any point of time, you know that this is coming from what source, and also having a strategy, because certain costs will have more cost, better cost confidence as against some other sources. Like Excel, maybe it's an estimate, but something coming from vendor could be a little bit more closer. So you can apply pricing strategies as well. So, it was designed with a different non-SAP system in mind.
Okay, and if I have multiple SAP systems?
Oh, yeah, thank you for that question. Yes, yes, multiple SAP system. This is one way of getting everything together in one place. Of course, as I said, the source remains unique. So multiple SAP systems source would be pretty marked up, you know, pretty unique. So you can easily identify where it is coming from.
Okay, superb, superb. Okay, I think I've asked all the questions that have occurred to me. So we're coming towards the end of the podcast. Is there any question I've not asked that you think I should have? Is there any points that we haven't raised that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
I think if we think about PLC's value, one thing I definitely want to bring it out is, about 80% of your product costs are determined at an early stage, and that's a fact. And this remains an untapped area of cost optimization. And, the changes that needs to be done post-engineering are pretty expensive. And as it comes towards production, it is even more expensive. So this is that window where PLC can really provide that accuracy early on. You can really make those key decisions, go, no go, handle those cost drivers, early cost drivers, and really increase your profitability and really optimize your cost. I would say that that is something that is gaining awareness among customers. They have pretty much exhausted other cost optimization options, during production, post-production, prototyping, but really at an early stage where you are at a concept or you are, building an early design or you are doing an alternative product. That's an area where there's this untapped potential of cost optimization and getting that insight into profitability and making those right decisions. That's one area I wanted to point out. It's in terms of PLC value.
Okay.
And
go on.
Yeah, no, and also we are hearing from customers that you know, if you're thinking about a new product or a variation which is significant, your cost confidence often lags your BOM maturity. So BOM I'm using in terms of cost structure, and that is really a big gap. If you think in terms of predicting your profitability or cost saving potential, and PLC with its consistent cost models and different alternative cost models which you can use to put on your base cost, and with the rich algorithm support, you know, you can have different influencing factors, different aspects of your future cost, you know, based on your demand, what could be your lifecycle cost, based on volume, how much I'm going to sell, volume discounts, as you mentioned, the currency difference, you know, currency fluctuations, taking all of that into consideration can increase your cost confidence. And that really gives you, a lot more accurate prediction of your cost and profitability, and also more accurate pointers to act on your product cost. So really, PLC is making big difference there.
Okay. One other thing, you're talking a lot about cost, obviously, and it's PLC, and the C stands for cost. So obviously, it's financial. But are there other non-financial things like carbon taken into account, or other plans to include that?
Yes. Thank you for that question. Yes. So right now there are a few things on roadmap where we are working on plastic cloud, where we are looking at recyclability of, so every material when you are planning, like for example, if you're using a packaging material, you think about the cost of that material, but you also think about how you're going to recycle it. And what is the value you plow back, into your business and also to the environment? So you need a costing tool essentially as well for that. And that's where we are working with process industries, IBU, to come up with more integrated solutions so that, you know, whenever you build recipes or technical specifications of a particular product, right then and there, you could start calculating cost of those material, including the packaging material, and as well as consider factor into the recyclability of it and how much are you really plowing back, in your, as a salvage value, as a recyclability of it, as well as, what are you giving back to the environment as well. So really, we are working that way.
Okay, superb. Nice. So last question, if people want to know more about yourself, Manthan, or about PLC, or any of the things we've talked about in this podcast, where would you have me direct them?
We have quite a good amount of information about PLC on the link, which we'll post. Also, we have some great customer testimonials and the links for those videos, you can find below. About me, I think you can reach me on my Twitter handle and also on my LinkedIn profile. You can visit me.
Perfect. And I'll include those links in the show notes for anyone who wants to find them. Great. Super, Manthan, that's been really interesting. Thanks a million for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital-supply-chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.